This is Kathy Forstie reporting live from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California. We have a very good friend of the station sitting with us and chatting for a little bit, Michael Henchman. Thank you so much for sitting here and chatting with me.
Hi, thanks very much. It's great to be here at Far West. It's always really exciting, lots of energy here, and great to reconnect with old friends and the musicians here as well.
So you've been here several times now?
This is my third time. I was here last year, and then it was a bit of a jump in time. My first time was 2011 when Far West was actually down in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay. And where do you live? Where do you make your home?
In Portland.
Portland.
Yeah.
So next year I'll be closer to you, right?
Closer, yeah. Just a quick little drive up the road up in Bellevue, just east of Seattle.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So what so far have you done while you've been here?
In addition to just the private showcases that we're all trying to do when we're here to get some exposure, there's workshops, of course, during the day. I was very interested in the radio panel, obviously. Mike Beck, known as Chicago Mike Beck, and Corinne West and Nels Andrews gave a nice presentation today on international touring. There's all kinds of issues around that, not only just sort of money exchanges, international money exchanges, but in terms of how you get your gear over there and safety concerns and how to connect with people, rent gear and all that sort of very interesting presentation.
Yeah. So did they say it was better to bring your own stuff or to rent once you got over there?
It kind of depends on the length of the tour. If you're going over for a really short period of time, it's not quite as easy and maybe as practical to try to rent stuff over there. But if you're going to go over and do a longer tour, a month or 2 or 3 months, in Mike's case, he goes over often enough every year that he actually keeps a couple guitars in Europe stashed with friends, so he doesn't have to have issues with customs or any problem taking them back and forth. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's one of the things I never even thought of. That's one of the problems you might face for doing it.
So. Yeah, so there's, in the obvious, he says in some cases if you're going to be in a longer tour, if you think about, especially if it's maybe a slightly heavier piece of gear, like an amplifier you'd like to use or whatever, instead of trying to get it over there on air freight, just look for the European eBay. Mm. And you think about the cost of what it would take to get your piece of gear over there, and then, of course, you run the risk of something happening with it.
Right.
Just rent or buy the piece
of
gear there.
Well,
yeah, but I never thought about that. It's like when you go and decide to take a long trip to Europe, go buy a cheap car, when you get there, and sell it right before you leave. And it's the same thing. If it's a piece of gear, unless it's ridiculously expensive piece of gear, that's different. But if it's just like a certain amplifier or something, it's not like one of your custom instruments, it kind of makes sense, economic sense.
Well, I guess the instrument, or the equipment is universal. It's not like they have a different kind of, or in Europe, as they do in the United States. Or.
Except for the electricity.
Yes. Well, I guess the plug-in would have to be different.
Plug-in different, yeah. And they actually went into that a little bit. That one of the things we hear about is the occasional electrical mistake. There is a difference between converters and adapters. Adapter just makes the plug fit. Sometimes it's the wrong voltage. And it's like, why is all that smoke pouring out of my gear? We call the magic smoke.
Yeah. You get your own built-in smoke machine.
Yes, you do. Yeah. When you're on stage, when you least expect it. That wouldn't last that long, actually. But. So it was a great presentation,
Good.
It's great to be here with all the folks again.
Yeah. There's a lot of great performances that I've heard so far. And
just amazing, and not only the official showcases, but, cruising the rooms and seeing the various players. There's so much talent here. It's just, it really is amazing to come back, and it's inspiring, actually, to come back and see all that.
This is a great conference. I've had a really good time here.
Yeah.
Conferences are about the same from place to place to place, but, you get just a different vibe from different conferences, and we've got a really good vibe from this one, and a lot of positivity and a lot of community. You can feel a real community.
Absolutely.
Here.
I think everybody really supports each other. I don't sense a sort of a feeling of competition. I mean, even though we're all kind of striving for the same thing, we're all kind of rowing the boat for each other is the way I look at it, and it's really a great feeling.
Yeah. So let's talk about your CD, your album, where we've been playing it for a couple of months now. At least close to 6 months, I think.
Yeah, I think we started the campaign in August, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it's a great CD. Tell everybody about the name and where they can find it.
The CD is called 40 Miles from Midnight, and currently it's available on. I'm going to clear my throat here, sorry. It's currently available on CD Baby and also on iTunes and also on Amazon.
Okay.
And it's a mix of full band Americana, and there's a few sort of stripped-down pieces of ballads on there, but mostly it was a full band Americana record.
Yeah. And where did the title 40 Miles from Midnight come from?
It's interesting. I had written a few lines of the song quite a while ago. My youngest brother and I were taking a trip across Mojave Desert almost 10 years ago, 12 years ago now, and I just had jotted down some lines, almost really, it was meant to be a poem from that trip, and then years later, I stumbled across that scrap of paper in my little file that I keep of, you know, the pile of things you want to keep when you're a poet or when you're a writer. It's like, I know I got to save this for some reason someday, because and I stumbled across it about 5 years ago, and 4 years ago now, and it just, the song grew out of there, grew out of that whole feeling. And essentially it was, for me, driving across the desert at night, and I talk about this when I performed the song, but it was a moonlit night in a desert. It was almost cliche, but I could turn the headlights off in the car and still see the road. And so my brother was actually asleep in the back seat. And so I kind of had the desert to myself. There were no other cars on the road. And just had this wonderful, interesting, ethereal sensation of what I like to see between the coming and the going. And that was the inspiration for the song.
Yeah.
And it's a leaving song of sorts. It's also kind of a relationship leaving song, although it was not autobiographical in that case, but it just the way that it's the direction the song took.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to do a longer interview with you pretty soon, and we'll get more in depth on some of your other songs and what they meant and where they came from. So it's really cool hearing that one, though. So what are you doing after this? Are you playing shows to promote the CD, or how are you?
I mean, I've got my new EP is out this year, and so I'm doing a fair amount of smaller gigs this past year, and just this is like the last sort of big thing for me to do this year at Far West. I've got just a short little gig happening in December with some friends, but I'm kind of taking the winter off to Woodshed, and I've got a batch of new songs that are kind of in various states of being completed towards the next record, which I hope to start recording in the spring.
Okay,
and I'm pretty excited about that. So this is my time to Woodshed, and also to do a lot of sort of booking and administrative and get caught up on taxes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, which takes time.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, we do this, but you know, the fact is that life goes on, and we have domestic issues to attend to. So that's what's happening.
It's life of a musician. Yeah.
Yeah, still have to wash your clothes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Once in a while, anyway.
So people would want to actually be in the same room.
Exactly.
Well, thanks a lot for sitting down and chatting with me today.
Thank you. Thanks very much for
looking forward to a longer chat very soon.
So. Thanks, Kathy.
It's Michael Hinchman here at Far West Conference in Oakland, California.